This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Today's Best Country, it's Froggy 101. I'm Crockett. I told you I'm live from Nashville doing the peek behind the curtain. We're talking with all the music reps. Because you guys always ask me, Croc, what do you do besides talking about music? Well, I talk to these guys every day, and I'm here with one of my most favorite people in Nashville, Mr. Jack Christopher. Now, Jack Christopher here, we've known each other. You may hear the good acoustics here. Now, we are in a listening party. Now, who's in this listening party tonight?
Well, right now, it's Bryce Leatherwood, who just finished up, and then we got Tucker Wetmore coming, and then we have Priscilla Block coming.
So, some big hitters. And, I mean, who do you represent? Because rep means representative. So, who do you represent?
So, the artist I represent at country radio right now is actually... Our biggest is Chris Stapleton.
That's a big one.
Have you heard of him?
I think I've heard of him. Okay. I think he's going on a little tour with King George himself.
Oh, yes, he has. So, Stapleton, Josh Ross, who's up and coming.
Oh, single again. He's banging on Friday.
Yes, sir. Priscilla Block. Billy Currington, who we haven't had a single at in a while. Casey Musgraves.
You've got them all.
And there's my phone ringing. But
listen, you're a busy guy. Yeah,
No, but that's all right. But anyway, it's been really fun in this business because I've been doing it for now 30 plus years.
So if you've also dealt with some legends, and you were telling me one of the legends that you've worked with is Montgomery Gentry. What can you tell us about Montgomery Gentry?
Well, hell is what I can tell you. I will tell you this: those two guys are the most down to earth, non star guys you'd ever want to meet. Eddie is great. Troy, of course, God rest his soul, got killed in a plane crash. But it was so funny. One good story is Eddie was always the guy that welcomed everybody onto his bus. So we'd go to shows and everybody came on Eddie's bus.
Sure.
So when they had two separate buses, Troy had his bus, Eddie had his. So nobody went to Troy's bus because he didn't welcome everybody, but everybody was on Eddie's bus.
Okay.
So everybody would go to Eddie's bus and Troy would walk on and go, I thought this was Montgomery Gentry. Not Montgomery.
Yeah.
And it's like, Troy. I said, well, you never invite anybody on your bus, you know? But again, Troy is a great guy. Eddie's a great guy. They both loved each other. It's just such a tragedy. Tragedy years ago that had happened. And, my wife and I and a bunch of us were at the funeral, and it was just very sad. But anyway, those two guys. And the other one story I was going to say, back in the day when I was at Sony, we had Van Zant, Johnny and Donnie Van Zant,
sure,
from Skynyrd,
yeah,
and 38 Special.
Absolutely.
And those guys, you know, I grew up with that kind of music, and now I'm riding around on a tour bus with these guys for a week and going, and they're the most down-to-earth guys and telling us stories about when their big brother got killed in the plane crash,
yeah,
from Skynyrd, and just, and I remember Donnie telling the story how when he was 14 years old, remember, This his brother and his band was performing in their living room of their house. He goes, and I didn't know that was Skynyrd at the time, and it was Skynyrd.
Jeez.
So, I mean, that was those are probably the two highlights. The Skinner, you know, the Skinner guys, or not the Skinner, but the Van Zandt brothers.
Sure.
And of course, Montgomery Jenkins.
And you taught me an early lesson in my career on how to take a tequila shot. Now I'm a tequila drinker, which is also dear.
So tell me what did I tell you?
It was now? We were in New York City, Times Square, in a hotel for
was it the ACM Award?
No,
the CMA Awards?
It was the what was the show with Donald Trump? The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
And you and Salima said you take a lime and you put it under your tongue.
And
then you take the shot and then you bite the lime. And you'll never taste the
tequila. And you're just like, oh, this tastes like water.
So there you go. So now you got some stories. Now you got some tips. Hey, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, thanks for having us. We love Froggy.